Post-independence political and constitutional development in Ghana, 1957-1979. Ghana, formerly the British colony of the Gold Coast, was the first African country to gain independence from colonial rule in 1957. Led by Kwame Nkrumah and his party, the Convention People's Party, CPP, Ghana embarked on a journey of political and constitutional transformations. However, these early post-independence years were marked by a series of political challenges, economic difficulties, and frequent changes in government and constitutional frameworks. Between 1957 and 1979, Ghana experienced significant shifts in its political landscape, moving from a single-party state to a military dictatorship and ultimately setting the stage for a return to democratic governance. The development during this period is characterized by three distinct phases: the Nkrumah era, 1957-1966, the era of military rule and instability, 1966-1972, and the period of intermittent military and civilian regimes, 1972-1979. The Nkrumah era, 1957-1966. After gaining independence on March 6, 1957, Ghana adopted a Westminster-style parliamentary system. Nkrumah became the first Prime Minister of Ghana, representing the Convention People's Party, CPP, which had garnered significant support from the Ghanaian people due to its role in the independence movement. Initially, Ghana retained Queen Elizabeth II as a head of state, with a governor general representing her. In this system, political power was vested in an elected parliament and executive authority was in the hands of the prime minister. In 1960, 3 years after independence, Ghana transitioned from a Commonwealth realm into a republic. Following a national referendum, a new constitution was enacted, establishing Ghana as a republic and making Nkrumah the first country's president. This shift marked a significant departure from the British-influenced constitutional monarchy towards a presidential republic. Under the new constitution, the president became both the head of state and head of government, giving Nkrumah extensive control over the state apparatus. However, Nkrumah's administration soon moved towards authoritarianism with significant constitutional amendments that allowed him to consolidate his power. In 1964, Ghana was declared a one-party state, with the CPP becoming the sole legal political party. Nkrumah justified this move by arguing that a one-party state would foster unity and accelerate development. The 1964 constitutional amendments also vested the president with sweeping powers, including the right to dismiss judges, control the armed forces, and curtail civil liberties. Nkrumah's government implemented socialist policies aimed at industrialization and economic self-sufficiency, but economic challenges, along with political repression, led to widespread dissatisfaction. The 1966 coup and the era of military rule, 1966-1972. On February 24, 1966, while Nkrumah was on a diplomatic visit to Asia, his government was overthrown into a military coup led by Colonel Emmanuel Kutuka and Major Akwesi Ifrifa. This coup was carried out by the National Liberation Council, NLC, which cited economic mismanagement, corruption, and authoritarianism as reasons for deposing Nkrumah. The NLC suspended the 1960 constitution, banned the CPP, and dissolved parliament. This marked the beginning of military rule in Ghana, ending Nkrumah's vision of a socialist state. The NLC, which was composed of both military officers and civilian administrators, set out to dismantle Nkrumah's socialist policies and restructure Ghana's economy along more liberal, market-oriented lines. The NLC instituted economic reforms to stabilize the economy and reduce Ghana's debt, including reducing state control over industries and cutting government expenditure. Politically, the NLC promised a return to civilian rule and undertook steps to restore democratic governance. In 1969, the NLC allowed for elections and the drafting of a new constitution. A constituent assembly was formed to frame the 1969 constitution, which re-established Ghana as a parliamentary republic. This constitution limited the powers of the executive branch and sought to create a system of checks and balances. The elections of 1969 saw Kofi Abrefa Buzia, leader of the Progress Party, PP, elected as Prime Minister, marking a brief return to civilian rule under a democratic framework. The Second Republic ended under military coup, 1972 to 1979. Prime Minister Kofi Buzia's administration in 1969 to 1972 was characterized by attempts to implement economic reforms and address the difficulties led by Nkrumah's administration. However, economic challenges, including inflation, unemployment, and a depreciating currency, created widespread dissatisfaction among Ghanaians. Buzia's government, despite its democratic structure, struggled to maintain public support due to its inability to deliver substantial economic improvements. On January 13, 1972, Buzia's government was overthrown by Colonel Ignatius Kutu Echampong in a military coup, effectively ending the Second Republic and ushering in another period of military rule. Echampong established the National Redemption Council, NRC, which initially received popular support due to its promises of economic reform and its opposition to corruption. The NRC later reconstituted as the Supreme Military Council in 1975, suspended the 1969 constitution, dissolved parliament, and centralized all political power within the military government. Under Echampong's leadership, the NRC adopted a national reconstruction agenda aimed at promoting self-reliance, curbing inflation, and improving Ghana's infrastructure. The development launched the Operation Feed Yourself campaign to encourage domestic food production, aiming to reduce the country's reliance on imported goods. However, Echampong's administration became increasingly corrupt, and the military government's initially popular support waned as economic conditions worsened. In 1978, amidst growing dissatisfaction with Echampong's rule, a bloodless palace coup replaced him with Lieutenant General Fred Akufo. Akufo promised to return Ghana to civilian rule and initiated plans for a new constitution and general elections. However, his government also struggled with economic instability and public discontent, and his administration failed to gain legitimacy or resolve Ghana's economic crisis. The June 4, 1979 uprising and the path to Third Republic. Ghana's political situation remained turbulent, and in June 1979, a group of junior military officers led by Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlins overthrew Akufo's government in a coup, citing widespread corruption within the military and the political elite. Rawlins established the Armed Forces Revolutionary Council and implemented radical measures to eliminate corruption. The AFRC's administration lasted only a few months, but it made significant changes, including public executions of senior military officers and political leaders from previous regimes who were accused of corruption. Despite the revolutionary rhetoric, the AFRC honored Akufo's commitment to return the country to civilian rule. In September 1979, Ghana adopted a new constitution, marking the beginning of the Third Republic. The 1979 constitution reintroduced a democratic, multi-party system and placed limits on executive power, establishing a semi-presidential system that combined both presidential and parliamentary elements. The elections in 1979 led to the election of Dr. Hilary Mann of the People's National Party as president. In conclusion, from 1957 to 1979, Ghana's political and constitutional landscape experienced significant upheaval and evolution. The early post-independence years under Nkrumah marked a transition from British colonial rule to a republican state, but ultimately descended into authoritarianism. The ensuing military interventions, economic struggles, and short-lived civilian governments highlighted the difficulties Ghana faced in establishing a stable political system. The adoption of the 1979 constitution and the election of President Liman marked a new phase in Ghana's democratic journey, symbolizing the people's aspiration for democratic governance and a stable constitutional framework. However, Ghana's path to political stability would remain challenging, as subsequent years would prove.